Welcome back, Skrull Nation. This is Skrull Radio on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. And for this hour, we are your connection to the world of writing and peer writing tutoring. We are brought to you by the University Center for Writing-Based Learning. Check us out at depaul.edu/writing. Finals week is coming up. Get your appointments in.
Going to be busy with people.
Going to be busy, 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 busy.
Busy bees.
I am Ryan McQueenie. Joined, as always, by the bubbly personality of Kate Harrington.
Hey, Ryan.
How are you doing, Kate?
I'm good.
I'm disappointed.
I know. I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking about a word.
And we are joined by fellow Equable tutor and improv comedy extraordinaire, Shelby Enlow.
Let's not get too fancy with it.
I just really like the word extraordinaire. And we're talking comedy. We're talking giggles. We're having a giggle. Oh, goodness. I should have never said that.
You shouldn't have, really.
Shelby, you do basically everything as far as comedy goes. Everything from improv to some sketch stuff to writing for satirical
stuff.
So I want to touch on the writing a little bit more, because this is the 1 hour of the week where Radio DePaul is dedicated to
writing
and peer writing tutoring.
Mm-hmm.
So what, when you sit down to do something and write to be funny, how does that look similar to when you sit down and write to for a class or something like that? Or, you know, is your process the same or how does it different?
Well, first of all, you must put a blazer on. Just I have done that before though. you light a candle and, I'm trying to process.
You're in a candlelit room with a blazer.
This is how comedy happens, people. If you think I'm kidding, you should come to my room at like midnight
with the Chinese takeout. Empty boxes around.
Literally, this has happened. This exact scenario has occurred. Process. So the thing about comedy is like inspiration sort of does have to strike. It comes anywhere whenever you are doing anything. And so, you kind of keep a note, like I like to keep, like a note specifically in my phone for ideas. Or when you wake up in the middle of the night and you write one and then you read it the next day and you're like, this literally makes no sense. So I think it's keeping track of the ideas that inspire you when you're not sitting down to write. I think that's a key element, and then saving them and kind of analyzing whether they're actually substantial later. And generally, every sketch kind of has like a comedic tension to it. So basically the format of a sketch is like exposition of the characters and situation. It's kind of like a mini movie format. If you guys have ever studied like Hollywood film structure, it's like exposition, turning point where they're on the journey. And then there's a game of like three or four beats of like, what's the funny thing that keeps happening on the journey? And it keeps heightening and heightening until the next turning point, and then it kind of resolves. And so it's sort of like a mini journey, like hero's journey in that.
It's a call to action.
Yeah, totally.
Shout out to my classical Hollywood film structure professor.
Who'd you take that with?
I don't know.
Yeah, who did you take?
I don't remember.
I went Wendy Rodewise.
Could have been Gardell. That kind of sounds familiar.
I said Riddell.
Brad. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
He's cool.
He's my advisor.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, and so you kind of fit, anytime you're doing anything comedically, like something that I really have learned is like, you just have to find the fun. Like what is fun to you when you think about it? And like what is fun to you when you write about it? And so you sort of fit that fun and your own voice and what speaks to you into this little format of a sketch.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's sort of my process for it, is like writing down things that inspire me and then if I don't have anything, just thinking of comedic tensions and that appeal to me and then fitting it within the format.
So I actually think that brings up something that I kind of wanted to follow up with, which is, you know, and so that's touching on sketch writing. And I know there's differences between everything that you're doing here with sketch and improv and then satirical writing and stuff. But as far as finding the fun, if you will, if we'll put that in quotes, it seems kind of like, I understand what you're saying, but it's at the same time, it seems kind of hard to quantify that or really like put a set of guidelines onto that, which to me then would make this whole genre of comedy harder to teach. And in this case, you know, being tutors, when we are talking about academic writing, like there are very set transferable things that we can, you know, instruct, and that's going to help people with
strategies,
academic writing across the board. So, you know, and you have experience in an academic setting for comedy, if you will. So would you say that, you know, that teaching and like tutoring process for comedy is similar to writing, or is just that nature of find the fun too hard to have that kind of structure too?
Well, it really isn't quantifiable, and it's very hard to teach. I actually have never taken an actual sketch writing class.
Sure.
I guess I have. It was barely focused on sketch writing, though. It was mostly like monologue jokes and stuff like that. And so I have very little experience in how they teach it. I just got like here's a quick rundown of how to do this thing. Like, let's go. We have a sketch show in 7 weeks. And so it is very hard to quantify. And I think I would be better suited to answer it had I been through the writing program at Second City, which I hope to do soon. But it's
also subjective, right?
Completely.
Like, your fun is going to be different than Ryan's finding
completely.
The fun,
and,
right?
Yeah. I find it funny that you were going to play that Love Yourself song later, because
we are. Spoiler alert.
A huge struggle that I've had with comedy writing is people pleasing. Mm. And I, as a person, I mean, I've struggled with this in my personal life, like all the time.
Yeah.
Because I'm just a person who's very eager to please. Like, I want everybody to like me, blah, blah, blah. Most people involved in comedy are a people pleaser by nature, and they just want people to like them. And, you know, I've had people tell me like, you shouldn't care what, you know, people think, you know, you got to stay true to yourself, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, by nature, this is an art and a profession in which you have to please people to succeed.
Yeah.
Like, if they don't laugh at what you have written, then you aren't successful. And so you get in this very like weird headspace where, you're just like, will they like this? Will they like this? I feel like nobody will like this. And you have to have that in the back of your mind. But, you really kind of have to have it in the back of your mind. Just like when I realized, like with tutoring, they teach you all these things, all these strategies and all of this mumbo jumbo.
Good mumbo jumbo.
When I first started tutoring, I was like, oh my God, do I use a minimalist strategy or do I make a tree outline? What do I do? And it's like, you're so like in your head about it. And the same thing goes for improv. The same thing goes for writing comedy. It's where you have to, you're like, I have this all, you have this knowledge and you have got to put it in the back of your mind and just trust yourself and remember, hey, like, I know how to help people. I know how to make people laugh.
Yeah.
And I know, I trust myself with this. And I think that's something that I've learned that's so helped me in all aspects of my life, in terms of putting kind of, Mindy Kaling calls it earning your confidence, where you educate yourself and you learn all of these things and you then put it in the back of your mind and say, I've got this.
Yeah.
And you kind of, you trust yourself to forget about it and let it come to the surface when it's
naturally
necessary.
Right.
Sure.
Very interesting.
Yeah. I feel like you just kind of described one of the things that challenges me as a tutor, which is, especially when we're learning all these different strategies and things to kind of improve our tutoring, And then we're kind of, you know, at the UCC level asked to then put pen to paper and describe what our tutoring, our own individual tutoring philosophy is. And it's like so hard for me because it's such a personal thing in my head.
Right. You're just like, I just try to help them.
But it's so, it's a challenge to describe that, but,
completely.
Definitely.
But I liked what you said about keeping it in the back of your mind.
Totally.
Yeah. I think you have to just kind of let it subconsciously like leak its way through.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense to me. So
and it comes through practice, I think, too.
It does. Oh, really? I wish I had. Honestly, I'm much more better at satire writing right now just because of the practice that Rejectress has given me. And I feel more comfortable talking about my like processes for that just because I've done it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, sketch writing is something that I want more quote unquote academic experience with just because I think it would certainly help with the process because sketch writing process is something that I have struggled with for sure.
Yeah. So going back to that discussion of like the writing process, have you ever tried to like join forces with someone to write a Reductress article or even just like a sketch or a skit?
Certainly.
Improv is almost always group.
Always. Right? Well, I try to join forces with somebody whenever I write anything. And that is one thing that the Writing Center has really ingrained in me is that revision is good and getting people's help is good. And that's something that I didn't really think, you know, when I first came to DePaul. So I have a friend.
Snaps real quick to that.
Mm-hmm. Snap into the mic.
Snaps to collaboration.
Collaboration is the key to good comedy writing. More than anything, I think. Because you don't know if it's funny unless you let people read it. True. And tell you it's not if
good
it's
point.
Not. And so
my
friend Emily that I mentioned earlier, she is my comedy wife. We met at the beginning of the Second City program, I think level B. And we've been together ever since. And we still do our own stuff at IO. But Emily is my go-to because she's really smart. She's really quick-witted and she's very honest and we can be very honest with each other. And so we both have submitted writing packets to The Onion and Clickhole unsuccessfully, I might add, so far. But we send each other our stuff and she'll send me comments back, just like our written feedback we do.
Ooh, interesting.
And I do the same thing with her. We did a sketch show together for Sketchfest along with like 7 or 8 of our other friends. And the whole process is taking it to a director and saying, hey, fix this. Hey, simplify this, you know. Mm. We also over the summer, we wrote like half a play, half improvised show that we haven't decided what to do with it yet. It's kind of been sitting in the back of my MacBook. I collaborate literally all the time with everything, not only because comedy writing is obviously what I care most about, but it just taking it to your friends and talking about it with your friends, it's not like a good thing to do. It's a necessary thing to do.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I love too that you work with the same person because you know that they're smart and that you work well together and like you're going to get stuff out of.
Right. And like, that's what Tina Fey and Amy Poehler do all the time. Like when they did the Golden Globe stuff, they one would tell the other or like in SNL, they pair you with, your office you share with another person, whether it's an actor on the show or just another writer. And because that's a key part of the process.
Yeah.
My favorite two writers at SNL right now are Chris Kelly and Sarah Schneider, who wrote like the Do It On My Twin Bed sketch, like the Adele thing that they did on SNL this fall. And they're just phenomenal. And Chris talked about how when you're up so late and you're just like trying to like come up with like a bunch of different stuff, like you just come up with nonsense and you need a person there. Where that he would, you know, Sarah would be like, no, Chris, we can't do that. One of them would go to the bathroom and they'd think of like, this has been like the case for like four of their recent hit sketches where like one of them would go to the bathroom and come back and be like, I got it. And then the other person would be like, oh my gosh, yes, that is it. So you need that person to be there to say, no, this is nonsense, or yes, this has substance.
That's what me and Ryan do every week. Yeah,
every week. Basically everything. I say it's nonsense a lot to your silly ideas. False.
I literally, I had it in my head, I'm like, Kate is the person that's like, no, Ryan.
Sometimes I come up with really bad ideas, though.
It's a good, we collaborate. It's good. Okay, mix. So